This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. Now, in about half an hour, we'll be speaking with economist Julia Goh about Bank Negara Malaysia's decision to hold the OPR as is. But in the meantime, we are turning our attention to Sabah, because it was a blockbuster day for Sabah politics yesterday as a slew of announcements came out on candidates running for office ahead of the official nomination day tomorrow.
Yes, it was certainly a day chock full of drama. In the morning, a joint announcement by Barisan Nasional and Perikatan National was cancelled at 11th hour and turned into a get-together instead. So UMNO under BN proceeded to unveil their 31 candidates, which did not include UMNO stalwart Tan Sri Musa Aman. Then at 3pm, Bersatu and other PN parties revealed the 29 seats they are contesting, potentially setting up clashes with their BN allies. I think three seats are where there will be some duplication.
Yeah, this is particularly interesting, especially because we had that by-election recently where all three pre-components came together, and then that's how they won such a big majority. Now we're seeing some clashes here. Later that afternoon, YSN Plus announced that their list, and they will be contesting 54 out of 73, and PKR was given 7 out of the 14 seats they requested. I think they're the only ones flying their own flag. The others should be flying the YSN flag. So if you're confused with what's going on, a lot seems to have happened yesterday, and hopefully we can break it down now.
Absolutely. So to help us untangle what this all means, we have on the line with us Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Dr. Hamidin, thank you so much for joining us. Now, what do you make of these separate candidate announcements by Barisan Nasional and Perikatan Nasional? I mean, despite these parties purportedly being on the same side, their inability to show a united front on seat allocations, it doesn't really seem to bode well.
Hi, thank you for having me. I think what's happened in Sabah is clearly a manifestation of the reality of Sabah politics. I think what's working in the federal level, especially in the peninsula, is not necessarily going to work in Sabah. And in Sabah, I think what we can see from the candidate nomination yesterday, winner by the party, we can see that how varied and fluid the situation in Sabah is. So by announcing separately their candidates for PN and BN, is not only indicating there is some problems in seat allocations, but also in how they're going to work together facing Warisan Plus in the next coming election.
Perikatan Nasional also unveiled their logo and flag this week, but only Bersatu and Star will be contesting under this banner. What is this telling us? Do you think this says something about how PN is being viewed by political stakeholders?
I think not only PN, but also on BN, I think that's why many party, especially local party in Sabah, were lashing out after the last general election. I think Sabah politics now very much concentrating on following the formula of politics in Sarawak, where very much local and state politics become the center, it's no longer federal politics. So PN was still seen as outside party from Semenanjung. And even though they managed to bring in Star under Jeffrey Ketingan into their group, but I think still viewed as outsider, and so too a challenge faced by the Bersatu in Sabah. So I think in my point, currently for PN, they are not so very good for them in the coming election.
So Dr. Hamidin, when we take a look at all of this, right, this all kicked off when Tan Sri Musa Aman challenged for the chief minister's post. But we take a look at the Barisan Nasional lineup, and he was not fielded. He's not going to be fielded here. He's got a long political history, and seemingly he's got clout in Sabah as well. Why do you think he was not on the list? Why was he not on the list?
All right. Interestingly, when Musa Aman tried to get back power, I think a couple of months ago, it's not very much engineered by UMNO. It was engineered by others, especially from Putrajaya. So that shows is, I think, is not really much linked with UMNO. And it's not a surprise that his name was excluded, because I think UMNO stick with Bung Mukhtar in this occasion. Even in my purview, the inclusion, so what surprised me yesterday's announcement was the inclusion of Saleh Kerua in the list, because he seems that he's a partner with Bung to exclude Musa Aman in the list. So it still so much a very much a power play within the personality in Sabah politics. And in Sabah, in my point of view, definitely three major things that we have to include in any analysis in Sabah. First, we're looking at the areas, personality, and also the party. So in this case, in my point of view, there is still a big tussle about personality in Sabah politics.
And looking over at Warisan Plus as well, PKR was allocated 7 seats, which is half the amount of the seats that they were initially gunning for. What should we read from this? And do you see this as throwing a spanner in the works of the Warisan-PKR relationship?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's not as cozy as expected by many others in relationship between PKR and Warisan, especially after Shafiq Afdal was nominated by Tun Mahathir as a candidate for Prime Minister to replace Anwar Ibrahim. I think with that very much doesn't give a very good signal for PKR. But having said that, when we bring it to the Sabah context, I think PKR is not as strong as before, before Azmin and his group went out from PKR. So I think in this, definitely, it gives us spanner on Warisan and PKR relation. But I think it reflects the reality of situations for PKR in regard to Sabah politics.
Apart from Saleh Kerouac, were there other surprises or notable developments that we should take note of from the candidate announcements yesterday?
So far, I think another one that but it's quite go very quietly is about the PCM, Parti Cinta PCM, Parti Cinta Sabah under Anifa Aman, is announced that they're going to fill in candidate in each of the constituencies, the 73. I think that is going to be, that surprised us with the analysis because it's a very much a new party, but clearly have a strong ambition. But I think that will give a lot of a challenge to and make what we call it voters confused when it comes to elections on the 26th. So that's really surprised us. But I think please hold your breath. I think there is some more surprises. around 48 hours before tomorrow, 28 hours before tomorrow. So I think there will be some surprises coming in because you can see from the PBS announcement, some clash even with the Barisan Nasional, even with the PN. In some of the seats in Sabah.
Could Anifa Aman, his PCM party, could it end up becoming kingmaker?
I don't think so. I don't think so. This is interesting why he wants to put the 73. I think what surprised us, I think he just wants to make sure that first he will kind of steal some of the votes from PN or even BN. I think that was surprised us why there is no kind of cooperation between him and PN or BN. That's what surprised us in that sense. So that is clearly indicate that the fracture between PN and BN is wider as rather than smooth as we think.
So, I mean, taking all of this into consideration, what will be the key seats to watch in your view?
Oh, it is, I think some definitely, in my point of view, I can't remember as it is now the name of the seat, but please have a look at some of the personality that sit and where they are. I think that would be interesting to look at. But at the same time, for me, I'm looking at where always be the contestant and some kind of barometer for each strength of the parties, especially for the PBS, a strong Kalasan Murut area. And for Warisan, I think they are very strong in the East Sabah. But for Bersatu and UMNO on the West Sabah, and for the Kalasan Dusun Party in the hinterland. But I think some of the areas that we have to look is very much in the suburban area, so area surrounding the big city. I think that is where the contestation is.
Any particular names you're watching, Hamidin?
Oh, I'm looking under the Sepanga parliamentary area. That's the area that I really want to look because there is 2 new seats there and then 1 single seat. I can't remember the name now, but I think that is where that I really want to look. I have some discussion with Sabah Friend, it's very interesting to look there as a barometer for the strength of Warisan Plus. It seems so far Warisan Plus have an advantage when it comes to seat allocation and seat nomination. They managed to hold a PKR and make PKR kind of agree to their decision, and they are very much kind of united in that sense. But to some extent, that will reflect among the voters. I think for the next 2 weeks, the campaign will reveal that.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Hamidin. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre, with a very interesting insight into what's been happening as in the lead-up to the Sabah Nomination Day, which is tomorrow. And I think the biggest point that he makes that I think we can acknowledge is the fact that what works at the federal level doesn't necessarily work down on the state level in Sabah and Sarawak. So Sabah in particular is going to be a very interesting time, particularly since we're seeing all of the political lines shifting as nomination day approaches.
I was quite interested in his Musa Aman answer, right? Because we definitely saw that divergence in terms of the Bersatu UMNO dynamic here. And he pointed out that Musa Aman was a Putrajaya play, could have been something that came from this side, not really something from the UMNO, within UMNO. So where does this put Tan Sri Musa Aman within the UMNO coalition? Could we see him jump to another party anytime soon? Something else, maybe a bit more supportive of him? It'll be interesting to watch. But, you know, we've got the poll running right now. Do you think that the Sabah state elections foretell the outcome of G15? 49% say yes, 15% say no, 36% say too early to tell. And I think based on Abin's comments, it's not that easy to draw that parallel between West and East Malaysia.
Yeah, so very quickly, I think Sabah politics is very much about personality over the party. And so some familiar names are brought in, and as well as I think Saleh Kerouac, who was one of the strong men in the past. But changes can still happen today.
Absolutely. So the last 48 hours, as Hamidin said, will be crucial. Now we're heading into the 7:30 news bulletin, but then up next, we're speaking with Ed Clissold, Chief US Strategist at Ned Davis Research, about what exactly happened with SoftBank and the tech markets this week. That's happening after the news. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.